Once again, it's the Buck Show. Oyana, let's go. We bringing you the hottest hits. Way back retro. Just sit back, relax. Now you're rocking with Bisso and DM Carter. No other team barter. The best entertainment, lifestyle, and education. Good health and giving you some kind of inspiration. From the 80s, we're bringing it. All my ladies be feeling it. With my fellas in the house. Say yo, yeah, we killing
this
it.
This is the Buck Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready?
Can you handle it?
You are about to enter the world of entertainment. This is the Buck Show, your one-stop bus stop for entertainment 100.
Trending hits.
I want to be your queen, Emina. I want to be your mommy, oh. I want to be your queen, Emina. Twale kange fuga fuga, kundi kundi ya kwe. Baby, baby, kwa jivuga. Kundi kundi ya kwe. Twale kange fuga fuga, kundi kundi ya kwe. Baby, baby, kwa jivuga. Kundi kundi ya kwe.
That song is by the Ugandan artist Azawi himself. The song is at number 14 on Ugandan Apple Music Top 100, produced by Kazim.
Mm-hmm. The title of the song is actually Queen Amino.
Queen Amino.
I hope I pronounced it right.
Queen. Okay, people. It's the Buck Show as usual. You just heard the voice. And when we come on air, you know what you're about to listen to. 100% entertainment, music, and we give you the best of vibes right here on the Buck Show on the radio. We move over to the three other songs we have lined up for you today on the trending hit segment, all the way from number 3 to number 1 this time.
That's what's up. At number 3 spots, we have the song Broke in a Minute by Tory Lanez. This one is at number 50, or was at number 50 on Apple Music Top USA Songs. The official music video was released on YouTube on the 7th of February 2020, and it currently has over 12 million views.
Wow.
It was directed and edited by Tory Lanez himself. Is it Tory Lanez or Tory Lanez? Tory Lanez.
Tory Lanez.
And produced by Papi Year.
I mean, the title of that song is quite significant. Broke in a Minute. And it now has 12 million views. Wow. Anyway, guys, at number 2 we have Aitemba. Okay. After the song at number 2 is Aitemba Lump. The song features Shasha. It's by DJ Mafarisa, Kazda the Small. And the song is at number 47 on Apple Music Top 100 SA. A South African DJ and record producer, DJ Mafarisa, teams up with Kazda the Small as they release a new joint album titled Once Upon a Time in Lockdown, Scorpion King's Life 2 album. The album contains 15 songs, and on the project is the record title Atemba Lam.
That's what's up, guys. At number 1 spot, we have the song This City by Sam Fisher. This one's, it's an Australian pop rock song by the Australian pop rock singer, songwriter, and musician, and he delivers the banging tune, which is currently number 31 on the official chart of the top 40 UK song. The song has spent around 3 weeks on the chart.
Wow, guys, we have more music coming through right after this. Right after these three songs, we're going to the rest of the week. Don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Trending hits.
Okay, spinning. Damn, I ain't been broke in a minute. I hate this offended. I'm a Da Vinci offended. Let me finish. I cracked that Chevy for 4 days. My scammer busting bottles off the OA. I cannot cuss you on my bros, eh? I'm just gonna treat it like a throwaway. Ooh, damn, I ain't been broke in a minute. I'm at the mall out in Venice. I need a swipe in a digit. Calling up chaos. He did 250 on Biddy. It ain't no biggie. Montclair kicky. Made a video, she wanna leak it. She wanna
trending hits number 2.
Oh, the city's gonna break my heart. The city's gonna love me, then leave me alone. The city's got me chasing stars. It's been a couple months since I felt like I'm home. Am I getting closer to knowing where I belong? The city's gonna break my heart.
Broadcast speak for themselves.
The Bronx Show. Bronx Show.
Music you want.
This is why we hot.
Tune in. The Bronx
Show.
How
do you love it?
All day, every
the
day.
Can't be stopped.
Got what you need.
Keep it right here.
Making the people
show.
Feel. Turn up your dial. We're taking
the
over the radio.
Show.
We gotta keep listening.
They
know who we be.
We got the rhythm straight, hard moving.
Stay close.
You won't slow it down.
The Bronx Show.
Okay, people. This is the tip off. This is the Taste of the Week segment. On the Bronx Show.
Mm-hmm.
And we are King Zainab and Black Boy MCM.
That's
you just heard it. It's the Taste of the Week segment. And you know what is going to happen? It's a whole lot of music. Usually it's by one artist. But just of recent things are taking another turn. We've been bringing many artists together, talking to you about them, their music, and what they've been up to, especially since the COVID-19 has been making the rounds all over the world. So today we are looking at foreign music inspired by viral challenges.
That's what's
good. Yes, there are quite a number of challenges making the rounds, especially during the first in the initial phase, initial stage of lockdown around the world back in March. And you know, some people are still, you know, still putting up their own challenges. And I just hope it's not too late already to do that. I mean, Bop Daddy here in Nigeria is still trending.
Yeah.
Anyway, so people, basically every year there must be a new viral trend on social media that brings people together to partake in various challenges. It could be music or anything else. Most times Twitter and Instagram are where you find them, I mean these trending songs the most, so you may just have been missing on fun stuff on Twitter since when the COVID-19 hits the whole world. It's been keeping people occupied, virtually participating in many of these challenges, and hashtags have been making rounds as well, like don't rush challenge, flip the switch challenge, savage challenge, among others. However, we have picked our taste of the week today on the show based on these viral challenges. That were recorded in at least 15 second to 1 minute videos that features dance, creativity, and humor. We are going to be hooking you up with the music that made the viral challenges possible as well. These are songs from international acts whose music have gained the most buzz via viral challenges till March 2020.
Yeah, now we come through with the song Something New at number 4. That one, what challenge was about that one?
Okay, so Something New is a song by American rapper Wiz Khalifa, featuring Taylor Gang, label mates TY Dollar Sign, from his sixth album, by the way. The album is titled Rolling Papers 2. And the album is from 2018. So it was released for digital download in 2017 by Atlantic Records as the album's lead single. I mean, the song itself, Something New. And as of February 2020, the video has over 97 million views. G-Eazy, Lil Dicky, my favorite guy, Demi Lovato, Jamie Foxx, Juicy J, Jason Derulo, OT Genesis, Todd Gully, and Bob Ross also made cameo appearances that end the song. Now, about Something New challenge, the song received renewed popularity in 2020 by going viral on video sharing app TikTok. TikTok is mad this period.
Yeah.
Mad, oh.
Mm-hmm.
So, due to dance challenge where participants line up behind each other with one person in front to kick off the dance and everyone else then proceed to push each elbow out to the side before shimmying along to the song chorus and then clapping along the, you know, it's just so much. Yeah. Aha. There he goes. Now you have a feel. So that's the song basically. So we are playing something new right now. The song pit has number 7. Okay, I think he has given the information on that.
Yeah, I did there.
So guys, just take this away. It's Something New by Wiz Khalifa and the rest of the guys on the song.
Number 4.
Girl, you're so classic, you don't need no features. Ooh, yeah. Baby, come give me something, oh. Baby, come give me something, oh. Cause I can't stop loving since I got a taste of your love. Baby, come give me something, oh.
Girl, you look just okay, like people, we are back. It's still the Box Show. We are talking viral music videos. That okay, yeah, music videos or music basically inspired by viral challenges. So at number 3 right now, we got Don't Rush by Young T and Bugsy featuring Heady
One.
Don't
Rush.
Right.
Slow
pop.
Oh. Down. I'm just chewing my mouth.
Okay, that song is a 2019 song and it entered the official UK singles chart top 40 on November 15, 2019 and peaked at number 28.
Yeah, and number 2 spot, guys, we have the song Savage by Megan Thee Stallion. This one is released in 2020, peaked at number 1 on the iTunes E-pop rap chart and on Sitting the Box by Brother Rich. Well, Brother Rich still remains, you know, and my favorite rapper for now, and The Box is still my favorite song for now. But yeah, this one is by Megan Thee Stallion, and yeah, it's Savage at number 2 by the 20-year-old Megan Thee Stallion. She's an American rapper, singer, actress, and songwriter, and on the 6th of March 2020, she dropped Savage, the second track of her third EP, Sugar, released the same day. Boom! The song went viral on video sharing app TikTok, with people performing the Savage Dance Challenge during the song's chorus. Now, the viral sensation, it is regarded as a song for social distancing right now, and
right,
it came up at the time the whole world is trying to get by and needs something to keep the soul active indoors. More about the Savage Challenge right after the timeout.
That's right, people, take it away at number 3 and number 2, the music.
Number 3.
Don't rush, slow touch, brown and white. Like I go country, carbon by. We can go bust, eye for eye. We can lose trust, white rum, fizzy pop. Where you they go, go, we they go up. Catch my vibe, let me go off. That my life tries, man it's so tough.
Alright, yo, put the belly on. Number 2.
Bad, bad, real. Like water, I'm a mother and relaxing. I would never trip on a if I had him. That's my trash, you the maid, so you back him. I'm a savage,
yeah.
Classy, bougie, ratchet,
yeah.
Sassy, moody,
hey,
nasty,
hey, yeah.
Acting stupid,
whoa,
what's happening?
Whoa,
what was happening?
Whoa,
I'm a savage,
yeah.
Classy, bougie, ratchet,
yeah.
Sassy, moody, nasty.
Hi guys, did you know that over 7 million Nigerians have been diagnosed with depression? Also, 3 in every 10 Nigerians reportedly experience depressive symptoms according to the National Depression Report. What is depression? It is a common and serious medical illness that affects how you feel, the way you think, and how you act. Are you depressed? Do you know anyone suffering from depression? Give us a call today or WhatsApp these numbers. Ayodeni 080-5186-4704. Oladimeji 070-3577-5362. My name is Folu, and this message is brought to you by Asad and Alvi Creatives.
Tip off.
Okay, guys, this is the tip off segment right here on The Box Show, and I am Kim Zainab. Today, we talk how to maintain mental well-being during the COVID-19 pandemic. Normally, I should ask, how have you been holding up this period? But do not worry, the world will get well pretty soon. As I mean, if we keep protecting our health and keep staying safe. Now, talking mental well-being during this pandemic, our psychological well-being is very important, as the coronavirus crisis has brought about a lot of restrictive measures across the globe. And here is quoting the director of the European branch of the WHO, Hans Klug. He says, this period, restrictive measures include isolation, physical distancing, the closure of schools and workplaces are challenging that affect us, and it is natural to feel stress, anxiety, fear, and loneliness this time. According to behavioral psychologists, this crisis could generate symptoms of depression and the likes, while experts also agree that it is important to consider the effect of this pandemic on the mental health of people, on the mental health of people, while providing psychological support for the general public. Now, we at The Box Show value and make it a priority to always encourage anything that will improve our listeners' health, and this is why we have come up with the following tips that could help you and your family maintain your mental well-being this period. 1. Do not subject yourself to the negative impact of COVID-19. You know, feelings of anxiety and uncertainty are completely normal during times like this, especially when we feel very uncertain about what could happen in the coming weeks. But things can get better as efforts are being made to find a cure or vaccine across the world. Just ensure to adhere to best preventive measures, including social distancing and wearing a face mask to slow the spread of this pandemic. 2. Talk to the kids about COVID-19. I mean, a number of kids have been reported worldwide during this COVID-19 who have committed suicide just because they are bored. You know, this is very heartbroken. But just ensure to make these children understand why they don't need to take or shake anyone. I mean, they don't need to shake or hug anyone this period to prevent contracting the virus, and ensure that they have an understanding of the pandemic, including causes and effects. Don't make them feel panic about it, by the way. So avoid unpleasant detail. Remember, a child's age affects their way of reacting and processing an event. They are dependent on the adult, especially adult ability to be present and support, as well as help to process information. So do not get them panic. 3. Eat well, sleep well, and work out well inside your house, okay? Don't feel fearful, sad, angry, and helpless because you are indoor. Make the best of this period with your family, engage with your children in various indoor activities, okay? And keep in touch with your friends and family, and keep in touch with your friends and family via telephone, email, or social media. I'm so used to social distancing. 4, listen to the news. But guess what? Don't overwhelm yourself with all the bad news about COVID-19, because rumor or speculation can fuel anxiety and can be very confusing and stressful, which can even affect your own mental health. So if someone tells you something is very panicky, about COVID-19 outside what you know, be sure to always look forward to the news on the same subject before you draw your conclusion, okay? You can as well read about it on more credible news sites. Google is always your friend, and of course, theboxshowafrica.com. Guys, visit our website that I just mentioned for more information, and remember, COVID-19 is real. Make safety your priority this period through these directives given by the World Health Organizations. Wash your hands frequently and thoroughly with soap. Cover your face when you cough or sneeze. Cover into your elbow. Either, and make sure you use a tissue that you also dispose of immediately. Okay? Wear your face masks in public. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Clean surfaces and objects you touch are fun, including the tables in your house. So guys, it's back to the artist of the week segment.
In life, they say some things are without equal. Maybe it's true, or maybe positivity and negativity are all equalities which equate to the equations of reality. But then you ask, is there a possibility that you find music which suits your soul so well like the wings of a flying bird, with an equal opportunity to get the latest and the greatest of health tips as it relates and revolves around lifestyle, all trimmed, streamed and squared, with its sides finally equalized like a box? Tune into The Box Show and find out. Hello people, my name is Savior and I'm hanging out on The Box Show. Peace.
Welcome back guys. We have one more song left. By the way, no bonus. Yes, all those songs you've listened to are just enough for you. So, about Savage Challenge, by the way, the Savage Challenge was created by popular TikTok user Kiara Wilson, whose viral clip racked up 15.7 million views and 24 million likes as of March 2020. So she posted this video on her page, and then it all went agog, and Mega posted her own. So much story behind that particular viral whatever, so you might just want to read up on that one. But basically Twitter, Instagram have hundreds of thousands of videos been put there to create your own spin on the challenge. So literally these challenges really show how fast viral things can spread, and we have the biggest song sitting at number one right now by Drizzy. The song Nonstop comes with a Flip the Switch Challenge. It's mm-hmm. number one, yeah. And it's the biggest. I absolutely love it. So, we all know Drake is a Canadian multiple award-winning artist. We don't need so much information on it. He needs no introduction, basically. But about the Flip the Switch Challenge.
Yeah, about the Flip the Switch Challenge. The Flip the Switch Challenge is a viral sensation that started on TikTok app and quickly spread to Twitter, Instagram, and finally Facebook. The challenge involves two people swapping clothes and roles with each other and then switching the light off, proceeding to go wild. Once Drake raps, look, I just flipped the switch. Fume, fume. When he come back on, they have reversed and are wearing the other's outfit, flipping and switching roles. Now, since the challenge started, people have started experimenting with the former, and it's been beautiful. Some of the popular videos posted on social media are on International Women's Day on March 8th. Flipping on the challenge include that of the U.S. Senator and former 2020 presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
And actress Kate McKinnon. My Yoruba people wanted to attack me, but no, back to sender. Anyways, I'm participating in the challenge. Also, Jennifer Lopez and fiance.
Alex
Rodriguez posted a clip from J-Lo's TikTok to Twitter with a caption, late night TikToks at J-Lo.
Wait for it. Hashtag.
Yeah, so guys, we're back with more exciting content on The Box Show this brand new month. It's our priority to keep you informed,
right,
entertained, and educated this trying time
all over the world. By the way.
So make sure you go to www.theboxshowafrica.com to check up on every of our content, both the audio content and the blog content.
Right, guys, it's the number one song right now, Nonstop by Drake, a 2018 song. Commercially, it has reached number one in Canada as well as the top 10 in Australia, Greece, Ireland, New Zealand, Portugal, Switzerland, and the United Kingdom, along with reaching top 5 in the US, in the United States, prior to being released as a single. Guys, it's The Box Show. The vibe is 100%. And we will be we'll be meeting on social media. Bye-bye.
We're double.
Number one.
Pulling back the curtain by myself. Take a look. Hey, I'm a bar spitter. I'm a hard hitter. Yeah, I'm light-skinned, but I'm still a... I'm a wig splitter. I'm a tall figure. I'm an unforgiving wild dog. Something wrong with him, got him all bitter. I'm a bill printer, I'm a grave digger. Yeah, I am what I am. I don't have no time for no misunderstandings again.
It's a rolling, not a stop. Watch, don't never stop. Took the business and ran it for me. I let Ali take the aisle, told him brand.
This show was brought to you by Alvari Creatives.